This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John Reagan's with us this morning, and he has a lineup that's just incredible, so I hope that you're able to stay in class for 2 hours today. And I've read all the notes on the internet, the same ones that you can read. I've read the posts, so if you'd like to follow along in class with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and please click on the news tab. John Reagan, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent.
You know, John, we normally we chat about maybe 15 minutes before the broadcast, sometimes 10. Today we just made it, right?
Yeah, it helps if you call before 9 o'clock.
I did. I called it like 8:59.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. John, I want to share something with you. It was really hot outside yesterday, and I was able to get on the tractor and move some hay. And so I took this non-contact thermometer. I thought, I wonder what the temperature is. So I aimed it at the green grass, okay, 92 degrees. So the green grass measured 92 degrees Fahrenheit. And our house is kind of a light-colored gray stone with mortar between the joints. And that measured 107 degrees. And so right outside on the concrete pad, right next to the garage doors, is our truck. And it measured 116 degrees, the paint on the white truck. Now, this is after it's been in the sun for hours and hours and hours and hours, maybe 6, 7, 8 hours in the sun. Then I measured the temperature of this concrete pad that we have. It was 127 degrees climbing up there. And I measured the temperature of this garage door we have. And we have a steel garage door that's foam insulated on the inside. So it's steel, foam, steel. 116 degrees. And it's painted kind of a tan color. Well, 128 degrees for the garage door. Then I decided to measure the temperature of the brick. We have trim around the windows, and it's made out of red brick. That's 127 degrees. The garage door was 128 degrees, and there was a on the truck, you know, the tires were in the sun. I measured the temperature of them. They were 136 degrees. And then right outside, right near there, is a tractor, with you know, large tractor, relatively large, about 85 horsepower. 148 degrees. The back tires, 148. And then I decided to aim this thing at the roof, 164 degrees. And it's not a black roof. It's kind of a bark-colored brown, tan, little green. I think it's kind of like a wood grain color. what I'm saying is, get much hotter than that, and I think the shingles are going to slide right off the roof. That's what I'm saying. Get much hotter than that, I think we're going to have more tire failures, more belt failures, more underhood rubber parts failing. So I suggest that as a preparedness trip, if you can get your vehicles out of the sun, that would be a really good thing to do. So we have our equipment, you know, in the shade or under roof so that the tires just don't get beat up by the sun. Just a thought. John Reagan?
Well,
what's it like
here,
there?
Here in Dallas, the average first day that we get 100 degrees is July 1st. This year, our first day was Friday, so we're happy about that. Of course, when it's in the upper 90s, it doesn't make much difference anyway. So Friday, it was 102. Saturday was 101. Yesterday, it was 100. So we've had three of what, on average, is 18 100-degree days per year. The normal high this time of year is 97, and it stays at that for the next 3 weeks. So it's hot. In fact, I turned on the news last night at 9:30, and it was still 92 outside. It's just plain uncomfortable, and I guess the good news is that we had a cold front come through, so today it's only going to be 96.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned on the air that I gave this seminar on how to make things last longer at a preparedness event, and half of the group walked out. So let me share with our class something that I taught at this preparedness seminar. And that is, you'll never have to buy a furnace filter again it's maybe an exaggeration, but you won't have to buy one for a very long time if you follow this procedure. What we do is we have one of those fluffy, inexpensive furnace filters. And we have a hot air circulation system, so we have a heat pump, air conditioning, and heating out of the same system. And it has these large filters behind a grill, strategically located throughout the house. And what I do is I put on a respirator, and I go out to, you have to have a compressor to do this, to find out which way the wind's blowing. And I blow the dirt backwards, the opposite way that the air flows normally through the filter. I blow these filters out, and the dust goes flying, you know, away from us because the wind carries the dust. I blow them all out, and then I stack them up, and I spray them lightly with end dust, and I restack them, and I spray them where it's you know, maybe in the garage or where there's no winds, because I don't want to waste the end dust, and I stack them so that any end dust that goes through one filter will land on the next one. And so a can of end dust could last, you know, years if you do it carefully. And then I put the filters back in. Now, one thing that you have to do is you have to mark which direction the air flows. So I have arrows written in magic marker that show which way the furnace filters go so that the air flows the same way each time. The end dust creates a electrostatic charge, and it will attract dust better than anything I've ever seen. So what happens is your furnace filters will get really dirtier faster, and it works really well, and then you just blow them out. And you don't have to buy those expensive 3M air filters that have a high micron rating, because they're restrictive and they'll reduce the efficiency of your heating and cooling system. So you can use the inexpensive, fluffy fiberglass filters. Get ones with a good frame, and then just spray a light coat of end dust on them, and you'll be shocked at how that works. So those are the kind of things I was teaching in class at the seminar, but not everybody wants to know those kinds of things. So here we are on the air teaching it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start sharing preparedness tips pretty often, things that I found that really work like that. So I'd love to know if anyone else has done that. And, over the weeks, if you decide that you've tried it, let us know. And also, we're looking for someone who can teach us how to make apple cider vinegar. Okay? We want to make apple cider vinegar. So if you're an instructor, a budding instructor, and you'd like to teach us that, give me a call, please, here at the farm, or send me an email, Vincent at usapreparedness.com. And put apple cider vinegar in the subject line. Back to you, John Reagan.
Well, we've been talking about how hot it is. And just to give a quick update on the Tale of Two Droughts, California has been fairly stable. I think that's getting ready to change. We'll start seeing the drought numbers go up. Texas has increased a little bit. And there's been some other news that's not in today's post about the drought increasing in the northeastern United States. So I'm going to see if we can talk about that next week. If you're looking at today's post versus what it's been like the last few weeks, you'll see there's a lot less links in today's. And the reason is I'm moving. And this is the last broadcast for my TV tray. Next week I'll be back to having my desk of normal size, keyboard, two monitors. I just can't wait. So
I was thinking about that. I was going to introduce this as broadcasting live from our mobile studios. In Dallas. I didn't want to say TV tray.
get that picture in your head. It's not pretty. I mean, so
I got it.
Financial and employment news that I'd skipped for today. In fact, you'll see there's just one each in those. Boy, things are bad out there. we'll get to all of that once we get back from the break. I know the music hasn't started yet.
Yeah, well, it looks like we've got a few seconds. Yeah, yeah. So if you'd like to follow along in class, it's thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and click on the news tab. John, I was looking at gas prices, and, top of the hour news, we heard that gas prices were falling, and $1.81 was seemed like the lowest around, and in Missouri, you can buy gas for $1.82 in Mountain Grove, Missouri, and $1.82 is the lowest, and the average for the state of Missouri is $1.91. But it says the lowest is $1.70. I'm not sure where that is though. $1.70 a gallon says in Missouri, but I don't know where.
Yeah, one of the articles I don't have posted, we've got the highest inventory of gasoline on record, and this is supposed to be peak driving.
Yep. I've never seen it like this ever before. Not in my memory. Not in my memory. Captain John Reagan and I will be right back right after these few short commercial announcements. This is USAPrepares.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's just a quick mention. Tomorrow we have a special report, Engineered Diseases. Engineered Diseases, special report number one. And I suggest that you get a copy of this. You can download it from GCN and GCNlive.com. And record it and put it on some kind of a medium and bring it to your doctor so your doctor can find out about these engineered diseases and what to do about them. That's special report number one in the series. 2-hour special tomorrow, Tuesday. John Reagan, back to you.
Yes, you had an excellent show Friday, hour one. It was sad to have the technical difficulties. At least Lauren could be understood, but you had a slight echo, and Werner echoed so much that I really couldn't understand what he said. But
right.
The information about the mycoplasma was just outstanding. And then David, in hour two, what he brought out about the political environment in the 1800s with Lincoln and Marx and Darwin was just outstanding, and that's going to dovetail with something I'm going to talk about later on when we get down to the bigger picture. And some of these dots are going to just blow you away. I'm really looking forward to your show tomorrow to get more on the mycoplasma.
Well, John, just as a little bit more information, I talked with our instructors, and yes, we did have some serious technical difficulties, and I thought, okay, what we should do is redo it. Redo that broadcast during a 2-hour period and make it one in which we could bring like a CD to our doctor and say, look, here's here is a CD of some information that you may not know about. Not only here is the delivery system, here are the diseases that are caused by this. It's man-made, it's engineered, and here are the solutions. Here's what you need to do. And without seeming braggadocious, I think I'm one of the poster boys for this disease, for this chemtrail-delivered, man-made, engineered disease, because it darn near killed me. And I am not exaggerating. I mean, I ended up with a very serious irregular heartbeat. I'm a pretty healthy guy. I mean, you've seen me, John. For my age, I run around a little faster than the average guy. And it put me flat on my back for a quarter of a year, coughing to the point where, I popped my intestines out of my stomach. I had to have surgery. Then I got pneumonia. And I'm still recovering. I'm still, I might be back 15% from where I was. But my body is mending at an increasing rate. And I figure, in a couple more weeks, I can be a farmer again, at least a part-time farmer. But I'll tell you what, if you had a job and you were gone for a quarter of a year, that you'd be replaced. Okay, if you had a family business and the business was dependent on you or me completely, it'd be toast. This is the kind of thing that's killing America, and we're going to be talking about what it's like. We're going to talk about the origin, and we're going to talk about how to make sure that if you get it, you can recover from it, what to do. So that's a special report, and that's just the first in a series. And class, if you think I'm angry, I am angry. I'm really angry. These guys are killing us. We've been saying it. And John, I don't want to burn any more of your time, but I've been watching several series. One is House of Cards. Another one is Lie to Me. Another one is Madam Secretary, and these are all on Netflix. And another one is called Scandal. And if you look at those series, you will see what a cesspool Washington, D.C. is. I don't think they can make this stuff up. It's got homos everywhere. Washington is filled with homos. It's filled with male-on-male sex. It's filled with every man and woman for him or herself. The heck with everybody else. It's careers. It's promotions. It's power. And you look at Hillary Clinton, you listen to the things that Larry Nichols says, and then you watch these series, you go, that's what Larry Nichols said. That's what he said. That's what she's like. That's what Hillary's like. And it is disgusting. The fights between the president and his wife, the fights with the cabinet members, the threats that are leveled back and forth. It's horrible. And you wonder why we're in such disarray. Education is falling apart. It has fallen apart. You wonder why the economy is in disaster. Well, blame it on the Clintons, because that's a good place to start. That's a really good place to start. And anyone who is voting for Hillary Clinton is a fool. And they're not our friends. And they want to steal from us. And they're not welcome at the farm.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Air Force Reserves retired. He's got a master's in business administration. He wrote the book, The Financial State of the Union. John?
Is your seatbelt fastened?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I must be feeling better because I just launched right into that tirade. Last segment. Boy, it's getting easy. I love it. Okay. It's fastened.
Okay. I've included just one link under financial. Do you have gold? GLD is how it's spelled. That's the symbol for the gold ETF, which means you can buy gold by using this paper, and it's supposedly backed by gold, and there's some question about that. And this article is written by a senior precious metals analyst, and he's telling everyone to sell their gold ETFs. And he relates a story. His daughter was starting college, and he needed to withdraw currency from a real estate fund he'd invested in several years ago. He had plenty of cash in the account, so he went ahead and made the request online. But the response he got stunned him. In big, bold letters, he is told, due to the financial crisis, "We regret to inform investors that cash withdrawals are not permitted at this time." And this wasn't the 2008 financial crisis. This happened last week. And that's how these funds are set up. This was a property fund, but it's the same thing, whether it's gold or stock funds. It doesn't really matter. If there's a rush on the fund, they will freeze your ability to take money out, because taking too much out at one time would crash the value of the fund. And it's just to point out, if it's not in your hand, you don't have it. One of the cute sayings we have is, cash is king until cash is trash. So you need to have a certain amount of cash on hand. If you have that ability, some of us, are lucky to live paycheck to paycheck. Then beyond that, there's a point where cash is going to become worthless, because it's been backed by imagination for so long that until that belief is extinguished, it still has value. But once people realize that it's worthless, it will be be worth the value of the paper it's printed on. And that's the point where gold and silver have a little bit of value, and it depends on exactly how things fall, how long gold and silver have value. Because if you go down to Venezuela, they don't care about gold and silver. They want food. So I don't know how long we have. If you remember months ago, I talked about I think we're pretty good through the conventions in July, because they don't want things to go bad to help Trump. Well, there's nothing they can do about getting Trump off the ticket, at least politically. The question is, what are they going to do between now and the election? Again, maybe they try to keep things steady, to try and give support to the Democrats. But we'll just have to see. There's so many balls in the air right now. Japan is in horrible shape. We have banks in Europe that are in bad shape. Even banks in the United States. And normally I would have had those links up for you where you can see what's going on and the lies on the earnings for companies that's overinflating stock prices, all the layoffs that are going on. I've only picked up the one which we'll talk about next. It's it's getting to be interesting times, and I guess what more can I say on that, Vincent?
Well, John, I was talking with one of our instructors in Europe this morning, before the broadcast, and we were talking about how difficult it is to get people to work together. And I have come to the conclusion that I am not capable of doing that. I'm not capable of getting our village to work together. I'm not capable of holding people's attention in seminars. And I've decided I'm not going to do it anymore. And I mentioned this morning that, we've got some wonderful instructors. But it's really hard for me in my village to just keep banging my head against the wall trying to get people to pay attention. So I've decided I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not even going to make a phone call. I'm not going to try anymore. I've wasted years and years and years, you know, about 10 years here in Missouri, actually over 10 years here in Missouri, and before that in Virginia, years, decades. I'm not doing it anymore because I can't. You know, there's an old saying, you can lead a whore to culture, but you can't make her think. Well, it's true. I can't do it. So as we look at this, as we look at the spiral down, I think the main point is you absolutely positively need to take care of your health first. And your family. That's it. That's it. You need to concentrate on that. I am very sorry to say that. I mean, look at me as a complete failure in that regard. I have totally failed. I failed with the meetup. I failed with the Lions Club here in our little village. I failed with the Industrial Development Authority. I've failed with just the village itself. I can't even get people to pay attention in a seminar anymore. So. In that regard, I'm not going to waste any more of my time or my family's time or our family's resources. So, John, I just wanted to share that with our class. It is now time to focus on the family, our specific families. And if there are people that are willing to pay attention and they find you, great. So we'll continue doing the broadcast. But as far as me traveling and putting ourselves at risk, I'm not doing it anymore. I think those series that I've been talking about on the air that are on Netflix are a true indication. I look at them as a documentary of what really happened and is happening in Washington, D.C. I mean, it is a cesspool. Wasn't it a cesspool when you were there, John?
It was, but nothing like it is today.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think, if Barney Frank knocked on the door, first of all, the gate would be locked. But if he were able to hop the gate and make it through the fields to the front door, I would throw him out. You know, I wouldn't say, oh, wow, it's great to meet you. What, you know, I've read about you. I've heard about you. What a great man. No, absolutely not. He's despicable. And he's just one example of what's in Washington, D.C. Why would we take direction from those thugs? Those perverts, those degenerates, those homos. Why would we do this? Those parasites? And John, you know, there's a fence. 4 miles. The DNC is putting up a fence 8 feet high, chain link fence. And 4 miles long, 8 feet high around the convention. Now we can't put up a wall between us and Mexico. No. But for the DNC, we can erect this temporary 8 foot high fence. That's better than the fencing that we have around our farm. It's 8 feet high. Squirrels can't get through it. They can climb over it, but they can't get through it. I mean, it's that tight. Well, maybe I should say rabbits. Rabbits can't get through it. It's amazing. It's amazing. These people think that, you know, we're all safe, but they have to have a fence around them. How much fence is four miles? 4 miles will fence in 240 acres. I know that for sure. Absolutely for sure. Our fence is 4 miles long. You know, if you just take one strand and just measure it all around the farm, it's 4 miles. Just one fence. That doesn't include the cross fencing. That's just the outside fence. So 240 acres. That's how much you can fence in with 4 miles of fencing. And they're going to do that in Philadelphia. They're going to fence in the DNC in Philadelphia. What are they afraid of? Maybe it's all the damage that they've done and people have figured it out. And so how is it possible that a person that has to be fenced in for their own safety, after all the damage they've done, we could even consider electing that person as president? It makes no sense to me. Back to you.
It's going to be interesting to see what goes on inside the convention since the email leaks that show how they stole votes away from Bernie. And
yeah.
His supporters are not going to like that one bit.
Right, and if you watch the series that I'm talking about, Scandal, it's like it's nonstop that kind of thing. threats leveled at everybody. Each person's leveling a threat at the next. Each person is bribing the next. And then you've got the homos, the queers, and the sodomites, and the parasites. I mean, throw them into the mix, and then you have the husbands and the wives, you know, fighting with each other, threatening each other at the highest levels of government. That's what the series shows. And that's what we were told happened in the Clinton White House before Larry Nichols came on the scene. I'm talking, we learned about that, you know, when they were in office, that they would have fights. Hillary would throw lamps at Bill, and, you know, Hillary would be in bed with women, and Bill would be in bed with women, and he's like, at the White House? And then we'd hear things like, well, it's okay, you know, see, what he does is, in private is, you know, well, you can't count that. Really? Really? It just goes to show he sold us out. And if you wonder where your jobs went, blame Bill Clinton. Now, let me give you an example. So our son went to the auto parts store. It's called O'Reilly. O'Reilly's Auto Parts. And he has been replacing these front hubs on his four-wheel drive truck. It's a 1999 Dodge. Four-wheel drive, three-quarter ton turbo diesel. It's a farm truck. And every 50,000 miles, he has to put a new front hub on. The repair labor would be $500 if we had to have someone else do it. We can do it here. This is the sixth time it's been replaced. And O'Reilly's is annoyed with us because they go, well, there's like six of them. We go, yeah, it's six of them. We're sick of doing it. How about selling us some good quality parts that don't come from China? No, you can't do that because there aren't any. You all come from China now. We're toast. Brought to you by... Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us in class. If you can't tell, we've absolutely positively, we've had it. We have had it. Kyle in Montana. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, Vince, you know, I really appreciate your show. I really do. I miss hearing Miles more on the radio. I'd love to hear him back again. But, you know, I've come to some conclusions that you were talking about earlier. And I felt like when I was telling people all the time, you know, get ready, get ready, get ready, and try to help them and do what I can and everything, it just didn't work. And so, like you, I gave up. And there's a peace in that. You know, I found that leading just... I'll give you an example. I put in probably close to, a quarter acre of a garden this year, and my neighbor saw it. And all of a sudden, now he's putting in a garden. It's almost like the people have to be drawn to someone that is willing to do the things. And if they're not drawn, there's just no possible way you're going to convince them. I've come to that conclusion. And yep,
the same exact conclusion I've come to. You know, if they're willing to help and they are willing to do their own labor and they just want to watch, sure, I'm willing to help them with that. But in terms of trying to educate them and trying to drag them along, kicking and screaming, absolutely not. I've gotten over it. And I was talking to one of our we'll call them senior council. Actually, I was talking to several members of what we call our senior council, and they asked me how I felt about the meetup, you know, being over. And I said, I feel like I sold my boat. You know, the two happiest days in a guy's life is the day he buys his boat and the day he sells his boat. And I thought, this is awesome. You know, I don't have to mess with that anymore. I really don't. So
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, it's a, you know, if people are drawn to what you do, then they have an interest and they're sort of awake. But if they don't, mm-hmm. then there's just mm-hmm. no way of waking them up. I was going to mention one other thing real quick, John. I was listening to a financial guy the other day, and he was saying that there is 125% of the world's silver mining supply is oversold in paper silver alone. Just interesting thought. He said he was getting excited about it. He said, how is that even legal? You know what I mean? How is that even, you know what I mean? He was just mind blown. 65% of the world's gold supply is oversold in paper, and 15% in copper. And he was saying that how is it even legal that you can sell 125% of anything that can possibly be mined? But anyway, I know we're coming to the top of the hour here, but I just thought, you know, that's just amazing to me how people just, as soon as we, one day I hope, will wake up to the fact of how everything has been manipulated, you know. Just like you were saying about stocks, all these companies, the stock market keeps going up. Well, the people don't realize that they're borrowing all this free money and buying back their stock to keep the price up. There's nothing. Some of these companies are over 1,000% oversold, you know, for their potential earnings. It's unbelievable to me.
All right. Let me address this for just a second, if I may. There's a guy that came to our expo several years ago, and he's a pretty famous guy. Maybe I should say infamous guy. His name is Jim Baker. B-A-K-K-E-R. He wanted to come to our expo so he could learn how to sell on his television show preparedness items. He didn't know much about it. So here he comes to our expo, and I met him and his wife, and I spent some time with him, and I thought, I can't believe this. This guy's really here, and why is he doing this? And he lives in a place called Blue Eye, Missouri. Well, he was convicted on all counts. He's a felon. What did he do? Well, he sold more timeshares, allegedly, than he had. So he oversold, and that's exactly what you're talking about with silver. So what happened? He was caught. He was arrested, and he went to the clink. So once in a while, that happens. You know, if you're a little guy. If you're a big guy and you manipulate silver, well, I guess maybe you don't go to jail or prison.
Yep. They own the game.
And we'll see if we can get Miles back on the air. I talked to him this morning before the broadcast.
All right.
He's in good health and good spirits, and he's watching what we're watching. He's watching the collapse from high on his hill. We'll be right back after our top there news and commercial announcements. Thank you so much, Kyle.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to. If you can defend your food supply from predators, you may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.